It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I have Beverly Martinez. She's the preschool advisor for the Carbon School District. Coming up, we've got some important dates on the way if you want your student to be enrolled in the preschool program in the Carbon School District. We're going to talk about that and what you need to do to get your child registered or get them on a waiting list. And then what can you do at home while you're waiting for your child to start preschool? You know, give some tips of things that you can be doing at home and working with them on at home before they even go to preschool. And then we have one of our teachers leaving the preschool. You know what? She's been with the district for 18 years. She's just moving to another school, but she's been at one program for 18 years in the preschool, and we're going to talk about that as well. Beverly, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Dave.
So let's start off with when you came in and you sat down. March is a pretty important month for preschool, isn't it?
Yes, that's funny that you remembered that, Dave, because March, the end of March is when we do enrollment for the following school year. So I call families that are on the waiting list and help them get registered for the preschool for the next year for their child. So that would be the 2023-2024 school year.
And if someone wants to get their child on a waiting list, and when they call to get on the waiting list, do they fill out all the paperwork as well there, or when do they do all that?
When you call to get on the waiting list, that's just giving me your name and contact information and some demographic information. And then when I give you the call at the end of March is when the formal process starts, and you go into the district office, and there is a registration fee that you need to pay, and that's paid there, and you would fill out some paperwork. But you do need to wait till you get the phone call from me to do that.
All right, and you were saying that one of your schools is already full for the 23-24 school year.
Yes, Creekview tends to fill up early, and people get on the waiting list for that, sometimes even a couple years in advance. But if you are interested, I would still call and get on the waiting list, just knowing that it is probably not going to happen, but sometimes we have families move or we have people have a change of plans, and so sometimes things open up unexpectedly. We do have plenty of room at our other preschools, Sally Morrow, Wellington, and Broom Point. So please do call and get your child on the waiting list for those programs.
It's very important to get them on that waiting list. And then when registration time rolls around, you just wait for the phone call, and they'll get you into one of the classes. So while they're waiting, say, okay, we're registered or we're on the waiting list. And then what are some things that we can be doing at home with our student to get them ready for preschool?
Well, one thing that research shows is very important is reading to your kids, reading books to your kids. And that's very true. It does build a lot of background knowledge. It helps kids learn to pay attention a little better. I do have parents sometimes tell me, well, my child won't sit and listen to me read a book. They listen to a page and they're done, and they throw the book or whatever and just don't want to do it. So what I would suggest is ease into that, like do what's called a book walk, and look at the pictures in the book with your child. Just turn one page and say, hey, can you find the dog on this page? Where is he? And talk about, hey, I wonder what that dog is going to do in this book. And kind of build some interest for the book. And you can even do a book walk a couple of times, and then maybe the third day say, hey, do you want to see what that dog's going to do in this book? So the child has some interest in what might happen in the book. So there's just some strategies you can use to help your child be a little more successful with that.
And really, reading at home with your child is good for just about any grade.
Yes, clear on even to adulthood. It's good to model reading. Parents who read and their child sees them reading, that's a great model. Mom likes to read, so.
All right. And is there any other thing that we can do to kind of get them ready for that other than just reading?
Yes. You can look at the development of writing skills. So most people know kids pick up a pencil, and they're kind of interested when they're maybe 18 months or 2 years old. They like to see that it makes marks on paper, and that's really the start of writing. So then you'll see that develop into scribbling, and some parents want to know how to get from scribbling to a little bit beyond that. So you can use some strategies like building hand strength, playing with Play-Doh and stringing beads and things that build fine motor skills really does build that hand strength, so kids have the ability to learn to write and have that hand strength. As that's just some fun things you can do with kids that will help them do better in school.
And get them ready for preschool. Now, before we get out of here, you said you wanted to talk about your member of your faculty that's leaving the preschool there in Creekview. So I'm just going to let you kind of talk about that person.
Okay, yes, we're really sad, but she's moving on to school age. She wants to teach school age now, and she's ready to move on to older kids. But Raquel Adams has been with our preschool since we started the preschool at Creekview Elementary, which was about 18 years ago. She was the first teacher I hired, and she has just done a phenomenal job. So I know a lot of children in the community have been touched by getting a great start to school with Raquel Adams. So we're sorry to see her go, but we're very happy that some older kids are going to benefit from her expertise as well. And we have hired Kelly Jennings, will be our new teacher at Creekview, and she's been a paraprofessional in the preschool there at Creekview, so a lot of the parents do know her, and she's going to do a phenomenal job. So we're excited to welcome Kelly as we say goodbye to Raquel.
All right. So once again, if anybody has any questions about the preschool program at the district, what do they need to do? How can they get in touch with you?
Okay. My office is at the Castle Valley Center, and you can call me at 637-9150. And I can answer any questions you have about preschool in Carbon School District.
All right. Once again, we're speaking with Beverly Martinez, the district preschool advisor for Carbon School District. And if you've got any questions, give her a call there, and she can kind of get everything answered for you and get you on the road to getting your kid going at the preschool level. Beverly, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.